Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Creed Humphrey's really pissing me. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I,
heard him in the promo. Oh, okay.
You know, he's really struggled snapping the ball.
He's been fine this year. He's got the snaps figured. Like, we talked briefly about it the other day.
I was totally kidding, by
no,
the way.
I know. No, yeah. I know you were. But the offensive line has been really good. I mean, Creed had the snap issues that we talked about last year, right? But yeah, they're playing good on the offensive line. I don't even know who Josh Simmons is, which I love. Like, you don't even recognize that he's out there because he does such an awesome job.
I just
job.
Thought he has that Brahma bull piercing. I wasn't expecting. Badass. What do they call that?
Septum?
Septum piercing.
Yeah, septum piercing.
I feel like that would hurt like hell.
Yeah.
Am I wrong to think that cartilage?
No.
Because if you have like a zit inside your nose.
Oh, it's terribly hard.
And you didn't know it.
You never
had one, Mac?
That.
Oh, yeah, you had it.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't know it? Or
oh,
you,
it
you ever
hurts.
Had one in your on your head? Oh, underneath your hair, and you scratch it, and like you get that sucker, make you want to, you know? I don't know if this is crazy to me or not, and then we're going to get into this cheese stuff.
Yep.
California has passed a law that bans
I love it.
Excessively loud commercials on streaming services such as Netflix, Hulu, and Prime Video.
It. Thank you.
Starting July 1st, 2026, ads must match the average volume of the show or movie they accompany.
Good. It should be that way because we all know that anytime you're watching anything, it goes to commercial and it's like, no, selling you this! Holy crap! I mean, I was just watching the show that I could barely hear, and then the commercial comes on, and you're screaming at me.
That's incredible.
I love it. This should be a national law.
Say, let's get this going everywhere.
This does not just need to be California. You know?
From now on, every time in the NFL game when it's a third down, the PA announcer will have to match the volume.
Have you noticed it's going on at every building? I have noticed it now. Every building is doing
they
something.
They do it in high school games because I went to at least some in North versus South. Which, by the way, one of the plays in the game made SportsCenter's top 10. Yeah,
what?
Dude.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's cool.
South's quarterback's a baller, and he had this receiver downfield, one-handed it, leap, catch, brought it in.
Oh, awesome. That's cool.
You knew this kid was on cloud nine. At least I would have been unbearable the rest of my senior year.
Hell yeah.
The entire crowd. Oh!
Yeah, right?
It was one of those, like, you don't see that very often, and it made the top 10 list on sports.
The worst part about that is, though, you're at a high school game, and there's no replay. And, and so, because I've been doing that a lot now, you know, you, like, you see a great play, and you look up. Like, we're all trained to immediately look up at the board to see the replay. And, you're, like, you're at high school. Did you see that play? No. Oh, there is no replay. I guess I just missed it, and it's in the ether. You never see it again, you know?
Right.
So that's the tough part about going to the high school games. You got to get a replay board out there, but, you know, obviously with the money and whatnot. So I get all that.
It was sick, dude.
I'm just still on California.
Shout out to Aiden Wilhelm, the quarterback at South, and Wyatt Denny. That's the kid who caught it.
Okay.
Sick play. Yeah, saw it live.
That's hype.
Yeah. Chiefs dynasty through 5 weeks. If you could bring back one person from the past to be on this team in the modern era, who would it be?
Well, it's person or thing that I came up with because for me, I want the clutch gene back. I want to be able to have the clutch gene back where we know that we can move the ball down the field and get those points at the end. Like with the 13-second game, I felt very confident. They were down with 16 seconds and three timeouts. And I wasn't really that confident in that team, you know, because I didn't feel like they had the ability to kick it through. Now, if Butker had been perfect out of the year, maybe I would have been thinking differently. But I want that clutch gene back where you know, hey, no big deal. They're going to make that play, whether it's Chris Jones making a play, whether it's Harry Butker kicking the ball through the uprights, whether it's Travis and you know, Patrick connecting on a play, whether it's even Breshard Smith making a big-time play. I want to have that luxury of sitting back knowing, hey, they've got this clutch gene. So if I could bring that back from the last couple of years, I'm bringing back that clutch gene for this team.
Yeah, I mean, what was it, 10-0 last year in one-score games?
11.
11-0 and 0-3 now. Yeah, now back to just a little more normal regression. We'll see that come back a little bit. That was the first time I really missed Rashee Rice in the last few weeks. That,
yeah.
That with the ball with 30 seconds left, 28 seconds left, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, 16, yeah.
Talking about Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
Hollywood Brown on the shoulder pad?
That's a good point, Mac. I didn't even think about that. Like, not having Rashee Rice, you know, kind of makes you not think about Rashee Rice, but I never went to that level of, like, boy, if they had Rashee Rice, maybe they are in that
also,
field.
100%. Why isn't that worthy making that route?
I think he was probably going deep to decoy
the safeties.
Yeah.
It looked like also, too, not to get nerdy, Hollywood Brown kind of flattened that route out, too. I would have assumed Rashee Rice probably would have gone straighter down the field as opposed. But anyway.
Also, without his head turned around as
we should have been in that effing position anyway, though, guys.
No,
we're
right.
up 14-0.
Right.
Come on. We should have been in that position, right? But I understand what you're saying. That's a great point. I never, like, oh, I like that.
I was like, damn, okay, Rice would have changed that situation.
Yeah, so I didn't even think about that. That's good on you.
For me, I'd go Terrell Suggs, Melvin Ingram.
Oh,
like that mid-season addition of an edge rusher that provides some pop, some juice there. You know, it's not like he's wrecking games and changing everything, but those two guys provided some pressure, some much-needed help in the defensive line that I don't know if those teams win or go as far as they did without those additions, especially the Suggs.
Yeah, bring back Frank Clark.
That'd be good.
That'd be great.
There's multiple reasons why. One... He was able to get to pressure quarterbacks. Now, I know it was a lot of in the playoffs, but also, is there anybody on this team that has that sort of aura that Frank Clark had, right?
Swag.
Like this. How about that today, man? What's going through your mind right now?
Man, I'm a champion. That's all that matters. You know, I said it a few days ago that, you know, I wasn't going to let that happen. We put a mindset in our whole defense that we weren't going to let them run the ball on us. We knew the only way that's going to win the game was run the ball. The quarterback not good enough to win the game passing, and we exposed all that. Anytime you run for 80 yards, you call yourself the leading running back. They call themselves, they hype Henry up and do all this for him, man. Say what they're going to do to us. Say we the 26th ranked defense in the league. And all we do is continue to prove to them who the baddest motherfucking planet are.
You shut him down today. How did you guys do that?
Because we the baddest motherfucking planet.
Yeah, we need him back. He needs to come bang the drum.
I just need that spice, man. I need that badass. I need the guy that, you know, can kind of bring this team out and show that, because I don't know if we really have that.
Well,
got a lot of nice guys, you know, lean into the heel, go be the bad people, go, you know, when they won that back to back, you know, everyone said the Chiefs gaslighted their way there. No, they didn't.
Mm-mm.
They went 11-6 and you all thought they sucked and they were done.
Right.
And then they put a Lombardi trophy on that Union Station stage and said, what's up?
What's up? Here, let's do it again.
I want to see more of that. I want to see that sort of, you know, that guy, you know, that one that's going to be like, we came in here, we knocked their door down and we took their blank. You know, that sort of stuff. The mink coat, that sort of attitude, that swagger back, you know, I want that back.
Yeah.
And instead of all I'm getting is, you know, guys lollygagging on the last play, guys bitching and moaning on the sideline about things not going right, us complaining about a right tackle that can't seem to stay online, and all this sort of stuff. I want that guy back that's just going to go out there and MF the mic and not give a rip about anything. Give me that sort of, give me our balls back.
Yeah, you know right. I mean? Like Frank Clark, though, that's really good. Like, I honest to God, I'd bring him in right now. Not to play, obviously, because he hasn't played in a couple of years, but to come in and give these guys a spark, give them a pep talk, give them like he did to me after that championship game, right, that James Palmer stole. I think when I look at that, you know, situation with Frank Clark, they don't have that guy right now that's going to get in there and just be that nasty dude that's going to, like, all right, guys,
nice,
let's go.
Xavier Worthy's too nice. Mahomes will always be nice.
And you really want it on the defense.
You want it on the defense. You need it on the defense. Yeah. You have to have it on the defense. And really, you have to have it from a defensive lineman. Those are the guys in the trenches, right? Those are the nasty dudes that want to go in there and rip your face off. Those are the guys that are out there that are absolutely 100% the nastiest dudes on earth. I was listening to a story yesterday about Boomer Esiason being removed from a game and the backup going in, right? And the backup was, I don't even know who the guy was. It doesn't matter. And they were playing the Raiders, and Boomer said Howie Long stood up at the line of scrimmage and goes, who's paper boys in the game? And the quarterback got shook and they just got him. I mean, like it's stuff like that we need back, where you're putting the fear of God. We'll talk to Sean Smith about that tomorrow, I'm sure.
No doubt about it. Yes. Hell, I'd bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
Leader in the clubhouse on the text line, I got a message from Jeff as well. Priest Holmes.
Yeah.
A lot of people want Priest Holmes back, who just celebrated birthday and banged the drum.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you've got a lot of Jared Allen, Derek Thomas, and Jamal Charles.
Yeah, I mean, Jared Allen kind of same line, right? Some swag.
But none of that was part of this dynasty, though.
No, not this era.
Yeah, this era of Chiefs football. One thing from this era of Chiefs football, this dynasty, that you could bring back, like something from 2018, something from 2022, whatever the case may be, something that we've had recently that we're just missing and lacking right now. And I like the frame.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Clark selection a lot kind of goes along with getting that clutch gene, getting that swag back, getting that confidence back that you know you're going to beat that team's ass. Get that confidence back that no matter what the situation is, we're going to come through and we're going to win. They've had that, and it's the same players. Get that back.
Yeah, Honey Badger had that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Justin Reed kind of had that too.
Oh, for sure.
You had those guys come along at the perfect time. We need this year's, you know, Honey Badger. We need this year's Frank Clark. We need that guy on this team. It needs to. I would love it to be Chris Jones. Love it to be George Karlaftis. Maybe Nick Bolton is that guy.
Maybe Bolton, maybe.
I mean, but how much more can that guy do? My God, if he doesn't make a tackle, nobody does. I mean, that guy's unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.